Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Jimmy Mack joins us right now, one of the hosts of Rebel Force Radio. Jim, earlier today, I was talking about how you and I, our first year in, Michael McInerney was born, and we did not go out. We made steak and lobster tails and had Bob Chin's Mai Tais, and then figured out, you did, when to start. Is it the original Star Wars movie?
Yes.
The original Star Wars movie. So you start it, press play, and then exactly at the stroke of 12 Central Time, midnight, the Death Star explodes.
It was a thing of beauty, wasn't it? We were just standing there in awe.
I could just see Jimmy like for months back timing it
all,
right?
Well, he was. And the funny thing is, Steve, is I think back then, Jim, we had picture in picture. So you also timed it to whatever Mark Giangreco and Janet Davies were doing or something. Didn't you time it with that?
Yeah, we used to back in the day. But now we just watch the movie.
Yeah.
And the official time is all based on when the Death Star explodes.
I know. And
but it was, yeah.
Go ahead.
It was just an idea I had because we were suddenly stuck at home on our first New Year's Eve as parents.
Yeah.
And like, what are we going to do? Let's make something special out of it. So I figured this out back with the old VHS tape.
Oh, yeah. That's right. In fact, you had to, didn't you have to adjust it when the Blu-ray came out or by a second or two or no?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's different run times for each medium. And we have all of the instructions at RebelForceRadio.com. You'll see it right there on our homepage. Blow up the Death Star on midnight on New Year's Eve. And the instructions are there. It gives you the start time. A lot of people nowadays like to stream. And the Star Wars films are on Disney Plus, so if that's what you're going to use, you want to press play at exactly 10:02 and 43 seconds. If you do that, the Death Star will explode right at the stroke of midnight.
Okay, I have to give you some credit. You know, we have been doing this because of you since 1999. If you Google blowing up the Death Star on New Year's Eve, Rebel Force Radio, there's some videos of us like screaming at the stroke of 12. That's the earliest I can find when we talked about it. So 1999, we did it. And then when did you start talking about it on the podcast?
Around 2007 was the first time I started laying it on Star Wars fans via our podcast. And then the first time anybody published something about it was in 2008. And now it's evolved into this thing where people like to try other movies. You know, they think, oh, the Star Wars thing's a good idea, but wouldn't it be funnier when... it becomes midnight, right at the stroke of midnight, Hans Gruber falls off the building and Die Hard or crazy stuff like that. But to me, nothing is as effective as the Death Star exploding. It's big, it's loud. It's
a ball, let's be honest.
The music kicks in.
Yeah.
It's outstanding.
But the ball drop has been going on for years, so this is a giant ball exploding. And then, so I'm looking at Disney Parks. They put out a little newsletter here. It's an article, disneyparks.disney.com. And there are 10 movie moments on Disney Plus for Disney Parks fans for New Year's Eve countdown. The first one, Star Wars A New Hope, destroying the Death Star. I think Disney owes you some money. Because that's the first one.
It was fun, and it was within our fan base for a long time. But when it really blew up was about, 6 years ago. And we shot video of it happening and posted the video right at midnight, right after it happened. It was perfect timing. That video went super viral and had about 2-3 million views, and that's when it really became a thing. And but I firmly believe, you know, the whole thing started in our living room back in 1999 with VHS tape.
Well, you deserve the credit and the royalties. And just real quickly, I'm not going to go through all 10, but like Avengers Endgame, when there's the iconic Iron Man snap, that yeah. is like one of the things. Guardians of the Galaxy, Ronan is defeated. Then there's Beauty and the Beast, where the Beast transformation happens. These are not the same. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they drop the ball, we blow that sucker up. That's how it works.
All right, well, I want to give you credit, and, you know, hopefully the, you know, Entertainment Weekly or something will hear this and call you, and you'll get credit, because you started it. I just want to give you credit for that.
Well, thank you, Wendy.
All right, and go pick up some Bob Chin's Mai Tais, will you? We should have had Bertrand bring some in for us. He doesn't live too far away.
What do you want me to bring?
Bob Chin's Mai Tais.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so good.
I know.
You want me to bring some in?
Well, you're not going to be able to do it before New Year's Eve.
You're right. Otherwise, I would have.
Yeah. All right, Jim, go start driving now.
Jim, if you leave at 4:15:17.
Love it. All right. Happy New Year. Thank you, Jimmy Mac.
Happy New Year.
Rebel Force Radio is what you can listen to on the podcast if you're so inclined.